Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:36, it's good morning again to Pádraig.
Good morning, Audrey. We're getting to the business end now of the Champions League, and Inter Milan defeated Barcelona 4-3 after extra time at the San Siro last night to qualify for their second Champions League final in three seasons. 6 days on from a thrilling 3-3 first leg draw in Spain, the two sides served up another classic last night. David Fratesi guided home the winning goal in the 99th minute. The Italians will now play Arsenal or PSG in the final at the end of the month. Arsenal are 1-0 down ahead of tonight's second leg in Paris. The French champions are seeking a third English scalp in the competition, having already knocked out Liverpool and Aston Villa. Live television coverage begins on RTE2 at 7:30. As we covered earlier in the programme, an exceptional circumstances clause could see the issue of scorts for camogie players voted on again at next year's Congress under a proposal put forward by the Camogie Association President Brian Malloy. Delegates voted to retain scorts as the sole option last year, and normally it can't be put to a vote again for another 3 years. The Camogie Association has come under pressure to act from the Gaelic Players Association and politicians, and the GPA Chief Executive Tom Parsons has been briefed on the latest developments. It's not clear yet if the move will be enough to satisfy the GPA or whether they will push for an immediate change. The Leinster Council is reporting that around 48,000 tickets have been snapped up for Sunday's Leinster football final between Louth and Meath at Croke Park. They're predicting an attendance of over 50,000 now. Louth will be attempting to win the title for the first time since 1957, and their manager Ger Brennan has been speaking to Damien Lawler.
Third year in a row that this group are in the Leinster final, so there's a bit more, I guess, maturity amongst the group. And even after the semi-final victory over Kildare, it was a bit subdued in the dressing room. We won, we hadn't played great, but we're into a Leinster final. You know, we've been the bridesmaids now for the last 2 years, and now it's time to be the bride and hopefully put one over Meath in the Leinster final.
The resilience factor, that's alive and well with you guys anyway, and that's a good thing.
And resilience is something that is hard to coach. It's something that fellas have to go through. They need to be knocked back, and then they need to find a way and to come out the other side of those tight victories. Leash and Kildare, they kind of posed two different challenges to us in terms of style of football. I thought Leash were quite methodical in structure and how they built up the pitch, whereas Kildare were much more direct and asked big questions of our defenders, and that should set us up well going in against Meath, who are able to mix it up both styles of football.
I can see that from the outside. You have players come back from injury and you have a lot of experience, but you have a lot of an infusion of younger players there in the last two seasons as well, and that's not simple to get all that in a package.
No, it's not, and it's finding that blend which is obviously key. And then in terms of the style of football you're looking to play as well, can you get the right guy in the right position all in? I think Louth, we've 14 fellas played for Louth this year that didn't play last year. 8 are brand new. And then you look at how successful the 20s are at the moment, and Fergal Real is doing a great job there, and a wonderful victory over Meath in the Leinster final there recently. So there's a lot going well, and there's a lot of players who are putting their hand up for selection. And while during the National League we were wondering how many fellas we'd have for training, now the challenge we have is who are we going to pick for the Leinster final, which is a great headache to have.
That's the Louth football manager, Ger Brennan. Donald Trump's golf course near Aberdeen will host a DP World Tour event in August. It'll be the first time the tour has staged an event at the venue. Eric Trump, Executive Vice President of the Trump Organisation, said they were honoured to host the Scottish Championship at their iconic property. Dominic Casey has been appointed as the High Performance Lead Coach for Irish Rowing. It's part of a reshuffle in the coaching structure at Rowing Ireland following the decision not to retain High Performance Director Antonio Mauro Giovanni, who's since moved on to a role in French rowing. Casey's first outing in the new role will be at the European Championships in Bulgaria at the end of this month. We have a sports special on Friday night for live commentary on the crucial rugby interprovincial between Munster and Ulster at Thomond Park. Both sides need to win to make sure they're playing in the Champions Cup next season. Michael Corcoran will be joined by Marcus Horan in the commentary box, and the programme begins at 7:30 on the online service One Extra. The head of snooker's world governing body, Jason Ferguson, believes that Zhao Xingtong's coronation as world champion could enhance the sport's attempt to make it onto the programme of sports for the Olympics. Ferguson highlighted China's influence at IOC level, and he's aiming to have snooker at the Brisbane Olympics. And finally, in Formula One, the Alpine team principal Oliver Oakes has resigned and will be replaced by Flavio Briatore after a controversial driver swap that had split opinion internally.
Pádraig, thank you very much. It's 20 minutes to 9 now.